Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described so many things about sacrifice. And just in the previous shloka, he's talked about anyone who knows about these sacrifices which are given in the Vedic scriptures, such a person will attain liberation, the ultimate perfection. Now, after having said this and described so many different types of sacrifices, Krishna is speaking about how all these sacrifices culminate in transcendental knowledge. So let's see that in shloka number 33. Shreyan dravya mayad yagna jnana yagna parantapa sarvam karma khilam partha jnane parisamayate. So here Krishna is saying that, O Parantapa, O chastiser of the enemy, jnana yagna. He's saying the sacrifices performed in knowledge, Shreyan, are greater or much better than Dravya Mayad Yagnaha. That is, sacrifices of material possession. So we had seen this Dravya Maya Yagna in one of the previous shloka. And then he says, Sarvam Karma Akhila. So he's saying that all these activities in totality should culminate. Parisamapyate should culminate where? Jnanena, that is in transcendental knowledge. So basically, all these sacrifices that the person is doing will culminate in transcendental knowledge. And also he makes a point that sacrifices in knowledge are much better than those on the material platform. So here it is said that the purpose of all sacrifices is to arrive at the status of, first, complete knowledge. This is the first thing that will happen, that the person will get complete knowledge. Second is to gain the release from material miseries. And third is engage in loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the three things: complete knowledge, second, gain release from the material miseries, and third, finally engage in the loving transcendental service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now it is given that when one's faith reaches the stage of transcendental knowledge, the performer of sacrifices should be considered more advanced than those who simply sacrifice material possessions without such knowledge. For without attainment of knowledge, sacrifices remain on the material platform and bestow no spiritual benefit. So the person who is not having transcendental knowledge and who is just doing sacrifice, he'll be doing it on the material plane. And by doing that, that person will not get anything spiritual, any spiritual benefit. Maybe something he might get on the material platform, but then what is the use of it? Because it's all temporary, ashashvatam. So anything that we do on the material platform is ashashvatam. So this important thing, that person will not get to know. But the person in knowledge, he wants to do something above the material platform, on the transcendental platform, on the spiritual platform, because he understands that on the spiritual platform things are permanent, on the material platform things are temporary. So it is given that the sacrifices in knowledge are better than sacrifices on the material plane. Real knowledge culminates in Krishna consciousness, the highest stage of transcendental knowledge. So different kinds of knowledge. So the first level of knowledge is what? The first level of knowledge is that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. Now after that, the next level of knowledge is that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead. Realizations at three levels. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagwan. This categorizes or this helps one to go from one level to another. And then finally understanding that what is my relationship with Krishna and what am I supposed to do to re-establish that relationship. That is what is reviving one's relationship and being in one's constitutional position. So this is a very, very important thing which a bhakti yogi does, where he tries to revive his relationship with Krishna by practicing bhakti. And that is what is the highest transcendental knowledge. That what is my relationship with Krishna and how can I serve Krishna being in my own constitutional position of a servant. So it is said that the real knowledge culminates in Krishna consciousness. If person really has the transcendental knowledge, the topmost transcendental knowledge, he will make sure that he'll practice bhakti or Krishna consciousness. Depending on differences in consciousness, sacrificial activities are sometimes called karma kanda, sometimes called jnana kanda. So this is a very nice concept to discuss. What is karma kanda and what is jnana kanda? So now when the person's consciousness is at a very low level and he just wants material possessions for enjoyment, so that person will perform karma kanda sacrifices. The sacrifices on the material plane so that he can get more and more material possessions to do more and more sense gratification. So in karma kanda, basically the person gives up little bit of sense enjoyment just with the hope that in return he'll get so much of sense gratification, which might be tenfold of what he has given before, given up before. So in this way, this is karma kanda, very, very low consciousness at the material platform. Now a jnana kanda sacrifice, that person on that level, he thinks that, see, all these material things which are there, those are temporary. Even if I keep doing some material sacrifice or karma kanda sacrifices, I'll keep getting things, but I'm not able to retain that and I'm still suffering. So he starts thinking that how can I get rid of all these sufferings, all these miseries? And then he understands, okay, I have to go onto the spiritual platform. I have to understand that I'm not the body, I'm spirit soul. And I have to come to the spiritual platform and there I can actually be freed from the material miseries. This is jnana kanda sacrifices. But when it comes to bhakti yogi, what he does, a person who is practicing bhakti, he is thinking about what is the use of material things? What is the use of getting rid of these miseries? The best thing is going back home back to Godhead, being with Krishna and serving Krishna, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So this is the mood of a bhakti yogi. So a bhakti yogi is always above, you know, all these karmis, all these jnanis, and he is the person who is actually relishing the ultimate happiness. So in this way, one can understand that depending on the consciousness, the person performs yajna or sacrifice at different platform. Material platform, karma kanda, somewhat transcendental platform, that is jnana kanda. But then the topmost platform is bhakti yoga, where the person does all his activities, not just one or two, all his activities in life just to give pleasure to Krishna and to serve Krishna. That is only goal and nothing else. So in this way, this is the topmost knowledge the person can get. But then, now we cannot keep searching which level am I. Am I on the material platform? I am on the spiritual platform? Whichever platform we are. One thing that we have to do is directly take to bhakti process. We don't have time to analyze. Little bit time we have in that, so much of time goes in maintaining the body itself. And apart from that, we take a little bit whatever time is left. If we keep researching what next to do, we are just wasting time. Just with one pointed focus, we should just take to bhakti, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, associate with devotees, read the Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, offer food to Krishna and accept the prasad, the remnants, you know, which are there, water tulasi, pray to Krishna, you know, for the elevation on the higher platform, and finally, at the end of life, break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. Time is very less. In a very, very short time, all these things have to be done. So there is no question of, should I do karma kanda? Should I do jnana kanda? Don't do any kanda, not needed. What is needed now is, take to bhakti very, very seriously and go back home back to Godhead. That is the only goal of human form of life. There is no other goal apart from this. Now, Krishna has described so many sacrifices till now and he told so many benefits. But now Krishna is going to speak something very, very important for a Kali Yuga Jiva. We always want shortcut. Suppose we tell Krishna that, Krishna, give some shortcut now, enough of, you know, such long cuts that you're giving. So Krishna is going to give that shortcut of attaining the ultimate transcendental knowledge in a very, very short span of time. So let's see this shortcut tomorrow in next video. Hare Krishna.